Canada has been over-reliant on the U.S. for too long, says Jolie, date modified colon 2025-05-07T23:57:10.239Z, description colon Canada's foreign minister told BBC News that her country wants to be closer to the UK and the EU. Canada has been over-reliant on the U.S. for too long, says Jolie, one day ago, save, Nadine Youssef BBC News, Toronto, save, watch, what do Canadians make of Carney's meeting with Trump? Canada has been over-reliant on the U.S. for too long, and wants to forge closer ties with the UK and the EU, Canada's Foreign Minister Melanie Jolie said. We are the most European of all non-European countries, she told the BBC on Wednesday. That's why we want to be closer to Europe. Her latest remarks come after she and Prime Minister Mark Carney met with U.S. President Donald Trump in the Oval Office on Tuesday to talk about a new partnership. U.S.-Canada relations have been tense in recent months, after Trump imposed tariffs on Canada's auto, aluminium, and steel industries, and said Canada would be better off as a U.S. state. The meeting between Trump and Carney, however, appeared to go well, as the two agreed on a fresh start for the U.S.-Canada relationship, Jolie said. The foreign minister told the BBC on Wednesday that it was important for Canada to assert its sovereignty while putting itself in a position to negotiate a new trade and security partnership with its southern neighbour. I think we're up to a good start, Jolie said, but added, we know that there is a lot of unpredictability coming out of the White House, and we know that we have to be ready and hold steady. While Trump praised Carney during and after Tuesday's meeting, his messages were mixed on the question of whether he would remove tariffs on Canada. He was initially noncommittal, saying we'll be talking about different things, but later told reporters there was nothing Carney could say to sway him in Canada's favor. Trump has imposed general tariffs of 25% on Canada and Mexico, and sector-specific import taxes on cars, some of which have been suspended pending negotiations. The U.S. president, who accuses Canada of not doing enough to stop the flow of fentanyl south, levied similar duties on steel and aluminium. Jolie said the tariffs caused widespread anxiety in Canada, and became the number one ballot question in the recent Canadian election. Some have lost their jobs, and many families are affected, she said. My job and the Prime Minister's job is to make sure that we defend them. Carney told reporters that he pressed the case to the U.S. president on lifting tariffs, and found him to be willing to have that negotiation. On Wednesday, the Prime Minister was back in Ottawa where he held a virtual meeting with the leaders of Canada's provinces to update them on his trip. Ontario Premier Doug Ford told reporters that they congratulated Carney. I don't think I'd have the restraint that he had, to be very frank, but in saying that, I think it's a good start on a new relationship, Ford said. Carney is now busy assembling his cabinet, which is expected to be unveiled next week ahead of Canada's Parliament opening later this month. The Prime Minister invited King Charles III to formally open Parliament on May 27, the first time Canada's monarch has done so since 1977. The King's visit is yet another clear signal of Canada's sovereignty, Jolie said. Canada also plans to host the G7 summit in June, which Trump is expected to attend. Watch, a transformational president, how Carney flattered Trump to defuse 51st State Row. Carney tells Trump that Canada won't be for sale, ever. Canada's Carney offers strategic invite to King ahead of Trump meeting. What tariffs has Trump announced and why? How Carney's election win will change direction of trade war, Mark Carney Canada.